Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because this is going to be a power-packed transmission. The first Friday transmission of 2013. It is the fourth day of January 2013, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. Gerald Celente hadn't been on in about, I don't know, 3 weeks. Always informative. We're going to get his take on Sandy Hook, the economy, the fiscal cliff, the government funding al-Qaeda publicly in Libya and Syria, all of the craziness. Gerald Celente is on in the third hour. Larry Pratt popping in on short notice via cell phone will be joining us to give us the latest on Dianne Feinstein's new bill that has gun confiscation in it and is getting almost no attention. The Illinois bill that only has today to pass, and they claim they're not going to try to pass it. They lost the votes they needed, but look out. That could be a playing possum event. In fact, I've seen this more than once. They claim they're like 10 votes short. They had the votes they needed just 2 days ago. You shot it down. I've got to give Infowars.com radio listeners credit. I got to give DrudgeReport.com credit. I got to give the NRA credit and Gunners of America and just all of you. We did a great job. They had the votes, and they now are freaking out that they couldn't ban them. I mean, it banned everything but bolt action rifles, pump shotguns, pump rifles, semi-autos, revolvers. They have the FOID cards in Illinois, so you're registered. What have made you turn them in? That's why we don't want registration in the other states, because they always use them to try to confiscate, and everywhere else in the world are successful. That's why the new bill that Feinstein's introduced has shut down the gun shows, shut down being able to give your grandson a firearm, shut down being able to buy your dad a firearm. We all buy each other firearms, don't we? At least I know my dad's probably bought me 4 or 5 firearms in my life or more. I've bought him 4 or 5 firearms. The point is that give each other knives, bows, hunting jackets. I mean, it's what men do. Well, not anymore, according to these people. It just absolutely registers all other gun owners. You have to take guns you've already legally bought and go in like you're a criminal and be fingerprinted. That has been introduced. And it hadn't shown up in thomas.loc.gov as of this morning, but they say they've introduced it. So we're going to be tracking that. Kind of like on Wednesday, they said they introduced the bill in the State House in Illinois, but we couldn't find it. And then it got defeated yesterday, and now it's popped up in the registry today. And it's exactly what the NRA said was in it from their sources in the legislature that were able to get an advanced copy. So they're going to try to sneak bills in and pass them same day. They're going to try to keep you from seeing the bills. And they could try to attach this gun grab bill to debt ceiling increases. They could try to put it into defense spending. You name it. You name it. So we're facing a lot of big issues here. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. But we are going to do a general article about Al Jazeera, Russia Today, BBC, Piers Morgan on CNN, all these foreign media outlets and foreign governments calling to take our guns and our free speech. So, I mean, RT, really, I saw a video today they did yesterday, really trying to defame me. And it was just so pathetic that I don't even know if I'll respond to it. I mean, they know we have a bigger audience domestically than they do, so it's an attempt at that. But RT, the last 8 months, has really taken a turn towards authoritarianism and is, you know, shameful. But, I mean, I go on any media outlet. It's like they still – here's Morgan's producers trying to get me to fly to New York. I told them no. No, I was flown to New York once to be on a television show, and it was canceled. That's why I don't do that. I said, I'll do satellite. And they said, okay, we'll do satellite. I'd like to be in studio with him. I just don't have the time or the energy, and I'm not going there to be chumped. I've been in the car more than 10 times driving to a satellite uplink when CNN has canceled it when I'm in the car, almost like it's a joke to, like, mess with me and waste my time. And they send a car to make sure you're going to be there, so you're driving in the car, got some guy chauffeuring you. It's just all ridiculous. But the point is, I'm going to go on CNN. Doesn't mean I agree with CNN. People say, why do you go on RT? Well, I mean, I go anywhere to get the truth out. It's my message that counts. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the fourth day of January 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, the head of Gun Owners of America, with the latest attacks as we track the defense of the Republic against the globalist. Larry Pratt will be popping in at the bottom of the hour. Gerald Celente in the third hour today. We will have open phones as well. Okay, where to begin? There is massive harassment going on. You've seen it in the media saying all gun owners helped kill children. So you are child killers. You're also Klan members, and you're also racist, and you're also hateful. And Michael Moore, MSNBC, literally, you've seen it, dozens of places say white people are bad and guns are bad. So there's not, the only thing worse than white people is guns. And we had people calling in yesterday, one lady who said she was Hispanic, and she said the problem is white people. So the media with their dumbed down Obama heads is really having an effect. You're like, That doesn't make any sense, saying white people are bad and they own guns and let's get the white people and get their guns. With folks that have been indoctrinated into race-based lib tyranny, libtard tyranny, as they call it, for them, you really are, guns are racist. Because you can't take responsibility for the gangbanger culture, people killing each other. It's got to be a white person's fault. And again, folks, we try to bring people together under liberty and under the Constitution, under family, under God, under private property. All the things that make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. But the system really is pulling out all the stops to demonize gun owners. Here's a headline out of NBC, and they report this like it's a good thing. Lawmakers proposed publicizing gun owners' names. And you already saw the newspaper in New York, the Journal News, publish where they live and the guns they have by getting the records from the state where they make you register. Now, they know that causes people to be robbed. In fact, newspapers have done this for decades. They always get sued over it and stuff, but they hate gun owners so much that they terrorize you and say John Smith or Tom Hernandez or Carol Scott. I mean, these are random names I'm throwing out. They live at this address, and they've got 9 permits for guns. And thieves go and rob them. Now, there haven't even been threats, but because of complaints by thousands of gun owners and threats of lawsuits, the newspaper has hired armed guards after publishing gun owners' address. And, of course, that came out days ago. What's amazing now is in Connecticut and other states, the lawmakers are saying, let's give newspapers cover since they can't terrorize. And, I mean, Hitler did this. He would publish by law under regulations when, by 35. He started doing this. He got in at 33, where Jews lived and the businesses they had. So, armed thugs, brown shirts, quasi-government like TSA could come and knock out your windows and burn down your business. And, you know, there's famous Nazi film reels of that for folks that deny it went on. They were very proud of it. And they'd come and paint the star on your business or throw furniture through the windows. And then, you know, a year later, they said, for your safety, because everybody's beating you up and you can't pay your property tax, we want you to, Germany had a property tax before we did as a feudal state. Going back to feudalism, German slaves weren't, white slaves were not released until the 1860s. But the media never tells you about that because then it can't be a black-white thing over slavery. Germans were actual slaves in many areas. But it wasn't even called Germany. It was Germania in general Austrian-Hungarian Empire and had 77 sub-counties with 14 major districts. But you can go look up all that up for yourself. In fact, people won't believe it. When you type year, the German serfs were free, the German slaves were freed. And it was from the 1840s through the 70s. I just said the 1860 because that was the main. And that was another reason over here people were saying, we got to free slaves here, too. In Poland, they're freeing the slaves. In Germany, they're freeing the slaves. But I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. They can't terrorize gun owners properly. And so now they want to make it the law that you've got guns so people can rob you and so you can be hated like you're a sex offender. It's like publishing. In fact, they said that. They said, we want to publish your names like you're sex offenders. And there's a special report that Melissa Melton and Ja'Kari Jackson are going to be putting out on the nightly news tonight for InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. About a 15-minute report into all the mainstream news. Last week it was The Economist. Yesterday it was Vanity Fair, Huffington Post. Literally scores of major publications, the same talking point, repeal the Second Amendment. So we're going to be going over that. Now, before they said the Second Amendment doesn't mean you have a right to own guns. Now they just say, you know what? You're right. We lied about that. You do have a right. We're going to repeal it. And they're not playing games. Now, here's the good news. 2 days ago, the local, we've had them on many times, great patriots. We should get them back on. The Illinois Rifle Association, a subgroup of the NRA, but they're hard chargers. The main NRA could learn from them. They got the subsections of the bill from a legislator before it was introduced and were able to head it off at the pass because they had the votes. They had more of the votes than they needed, and it's now being reported on. I have the articles here. They're up at InfoWars.com. They had the votes, the local papers are reporting. And because of tens of thousands of phone calls and people going to the state house and visiting their legislatures, the Democrats caved in for now. Now they do that. They could be playing possum. They've still got today in the legislative session to get that done. But here's Kurt Nemo's article that links to the mainstream articles. Illinois Democrats lose bid to pass firearms confiscation bill. So some good news, because if in Chicagoland, run by the the Don, Rahm Emanuel, and run by Obama gangster gang, they need that, because what they were proposing is what Feinstein is: ban almost all guns, make you turn them in. That's in her bill. Talks about making you re-register, but also, or we may just do a forced buyback. It's right there, and the funding for it. But it's a footnote written by these lawyers, so they can, first they'll do it with people that say they have criminal records or whatever to make it look reasonable, and then go after everybody. They're going to pick you off at checkpoints. I was talking to one of my law enforcement sources yesterday here in Texas, pretty high level. They were saying, no, exactly what you're saying is what we're being told. If it passes, we're just going to set up these statewide checkpoints they're now announcing and search everybody's cars. They call them gang task force checkpoints. They just search you. And, this is a semi-auto. That's federal law. And then they call the feds, and they come and arrest you. I mean, we're talking paddy wagons of gun owners here. And you're like, well, I'll just bury my guns. Well, that kills the gun culture. They don't want you shooting. They don't want money going to the reloaders, going to the ammo producers. They want to freeze it out and then demonize it and hunt us down. That's why you don't just bury guns and get ready to shoot gun confiscators. If you do that, you're falling into the globalist hands. We don't want a civil war. The globalists want a civil war. They want police and military to be killed trying to confiscate our firearms. And remember, Alex, you're a fear monger. They'll never try to get our guns. And I said, you watch. There's going to be mass shootings. There's going to be false flags. A month before Sandy Hook, I said, this is the season. Get ready. I'm seeing them roll out the propaganda now beforehand. Just like before Gulf of Tonkin in 63 and 64, they're like, we need to go ahead and put troops in. They already had tens of thousands of advisors. 6,000 already died from 60 to 64. We need to go in. They were already building up the pretext to then stage the Gulf of Tonkin that never happened. Our ships were never attacked. That's now been declassified. And it's the same thing. Before 9/11, they're like, we're going to be hit by terrorists, and when we are, give your rights up. And I was reading Rand Corporation public stuff where they said, soon we'll be hit by large terrorist attack. The PNAC documents with Dick Cheney were saying, there's going to be a huge Pearl Harbor event. Pearl Harbor killed 3,000, 9/11 did. And they said this catalyzing event, whether, real or manufactured, go read it. It's public, their own website. And they said down the road, we'll then use race-specific bioweapons. But we've got to get the media to legitimize their use. I mean, it's like, whoa. And I've got to give our own globalist local paper, the Austin American Statesman, credit. They were the only national paper that I saw, big paper in the country, that actually did an editorial a week after. This was back in 2000 when the PNAC document came out, saying this is crazy. Former Defense Secretary Dick Cheney, he wasn't even vice president yet. This was in 2000. He says, use race weapons. I mean, folks, the stuff they write about, they think you're totally stupid. It's like, Alex, don't fearmonger about Dick Cheney and race weapons. I mean, he wrote it in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses. I mean, I just gave you the name of the paper, National Archives. You can pull it up in 10 seconds. Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC. And there's 25 authors total, but he is credited with that paper. I mean, it is a blueprint for 9/11. And you can say, Alex, come on, the government didn't do 9/11. I didn't say the whole government. I said criminal elements, bare minimum, knew and let it happen. I mean, that's been confirmed. Just like the government ran al-Qaeda against the Russians and then against the Serbs, and then they ran al-Qaeda, against us as the pretext to take our liberties, and now they're running them against Libya and Syria on record and giving them missiles and letting them kill people, and the media is saying it's a great, good, wonderful, wholesome thing. I mean, this is going on. Those things are real, whether you want to believe it or not. Yeah, there it is. They're building America's defenses, strategy, forces, and resources for a new century. A report to the Project, the New American Century, September 2000. Yeah, the actual publishing date is September 20th. I mean, look, it's all there. They think you're stupid. We're going to have a big Pearl Harbor event and take everybody's rights. And then now who they admit the target of all the 9/11 stuff is? Gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades, and it's the time of age.
Folks, here's an example of how we can have victory. The globalists order police all the time. The police have all been basically federalized for all intents and purposes, in all the big departments at least. To go out and do things like set up a checkpoint, randomly search everybody's vehicles. Doesn't matter if the courts have ruled over and over again, it's totally unconstitutional. Serious felony crimes. They just exercise the power. Kind of like, I was talking to one of the crew members that after she had a baby, and she already said no to vaccines. She woke up with them jabbing a needle in her arm, giving her a vaccine. And then they say, oh, it's the law. There is no law. They just do what they want. They set the precedent and hide their actions in plain view. So more and more of the state police in Texas pull you over, put gloves on, pull you over for speeding, you name it, and shove their hands inside your body. And then we'll go to the next person. Because why not? They're already breaking the law. And the state police came out and defended it. Well, because no one bought it, they went, okay, we'll suspend her with pay while there's a lawsuit. But the head of the DPS defended it. You know, first her local commander defended it. I mean, these are crazy people. Crazy people. I'm not saying the average person in the state police is a crazy person, but I've lived in Texas my whole life, born here. State police were all, like, you know, really nice when I was a kid, a teenager, even the last, you know, 15 years ago, protesting things. They're different now, bugging their eyes out at you, coming over and saying you can't film on the grounds of the Capitol. You know, just making it up and going, okay, go ahead and arrest me. And then they go, I'm getting my commander. And then, well, and then a nice one walks over and goes, well, yeah, they're allowed to film. What's going on? We have that on tape with Aaron Dykes. It's just, they're hiring goons. And they're going to phase out the good guys and the good women. And it's just, and they're going to come and stick their hands in our bodies. I mean, and if you don't like it, they'll taser you or shoot you. They're crazy people. Because the globalist wants to dominate. But here's the good news. People got so upset that now the state police are like, well, we'll have to review this then. It's a power grab. And I'm telling you, if you let government just tell you what to do, in every case they'll start saying, all right, show up on Saturdays to dig ditches. It's part of your compulsory national service. By the way, Rahm Emanuel, as White House Chief of Staff, it's in my film Martial Law. It's in my film Fall of the Republic, excuse me. And he says on C-SPAN and on another show, he says, we're going to have compulsory national service. You're going to come out a few months out of the year, and you're going to serve the government. And they've got all the proposals. You're going to dig ditches. But they're going to first collapse society and say, here's your government card with money. Here's your government housing. But you've got to go out and do work now. You've got to go out and pick up trash on the highway. And people are like, well, good, make welfare people work. You don't get it. They wear these red uniforms now, these red jackets through AmeriCorps, FEMA Corps, all these different groups that we cover. You've seen the video where they're marching and they're doing the dance going, you know, salute Obama. Obama's going to give us free health care. Obama's going to take over. Obama is our commander. And you're like, well, those are people are, you know, a bunch of dumbed down goons. So what? Doesn't matter, folks. A wall of those people, just like the Soviet Union, will overrun you. And they've got the Boy Scouts training for gun confiscation, all of this. I mean, this is freakazoid level. But see, I'm here pointing out this is all freakazoid. They're like, come on, don't fearmonger. So Texas is announcing statewide checkpoints to see if you're a gang member. They set up a checkpoint on the highway, pull you out of your car, photograph you, search your vehicle without a warrant. I mean, come on. That's not a big deal. First, it was Alex, you're a fearmonger that checkpoints are coming to search everybody. Then they come with TSA checkpoints as well. They're like, okay, well, you're a fearmonger not liking it. Oh, you're a fearmonger, Alex. Nobody's ever going to come for our guys. Nobody's going to try to physically make you turn them in. Now they've got the bills introduced all over the place. All right, well, you're a fearmonger not wanting to turn them in. You don't need those guns. Hey, here's the New York Times calling for world government to global carbon tax. Well, you're a fearmonger not liking that. I thought I was a fearmonger. It didn't exist. No, you're a fearmonger. It's a good thing. Hey, I don't like foreign media, British, Russian, Chinese, now on U.S. cable systems, just saying turn our guns in and get rid of free speech and stuff. They're like, oh, shut up. What's wrong with having foreign media tell you to turn your guns in? That's normal. Even USA Today, and Paul Watson's doing an article on this, came out yesterday and said, what's with Al Jazeera saying turn our guns in? What's with Russian TV saying turn our guns in? I mean, every show now. And then, see, I don't like it. And so the Russian TV comes out and says, Alex Jones just in it for money, and he's a fearmonger. Those are quotes. What, I mean, I don't get my money from Putin, so I'm bad? I get my money from you that buy our good products? See, we're bad for being Americans, and we're like sex offenders. You know, our names get published in the newspaper. And I'm like, hey, this is really dangerous. People are getting robbed and stuff. Shut up, fearmonger. So we're saying you're a Klan member because you own guns. We're going to publish your name in the newspaper. We're going to make you turn your guns in. And we're setting up checkpoints to take them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, coming up the third hour. Always informative. He hadn't been on this in about 3 weeks. A lot to cover on economy, Sandy Hook, the police state. Gerald Celente of Trends Research will be joining us. We're going to have open phones in the second hour and a ton of geopolitical and economic news. Joining us for the next 20 minutes or so is Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. And if it wasn't for Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America and the members, we would have already lost the Second Amendment. And if it wasn't for them, the NRA wouldn't have been kept honest. The NRA is better than they were 10 years ago. But Larry has been forced before to point out they were founded by the federal government after the Civil War and actually supported the 68 Gun Control Act. But keeping our gun lobbies honest, never had to do that with Gun Owners of America, perfect record. Keeping the other groups honest is key. Key to not let Benedict Arnold sneak in. We've had some big victories in Illinois. They could still sneak it back in today, but it is a big victory. They had the votes 2 days ago. But gun owners physically went there to their offices and called by the tens of thousands, as local Chicago and other newspapers report. Those stories are all up at InfoWars.com. But here's some of the news. Connecticut town to burn violent video games. That's a little too much like book burning, but how about you just don't let your kids play them? Lawmaker proposes publicizing gun owners' names. That's trying to terrorize us. That's the kind of stuff Hitler did. Illinois Dems pull measure to ban weapons. Not enough votes. Marine warns Feinstein, I will not be disarmed. I've said publicly, I'm just not turning them in. Not registering. It's my line in the sand. Done. Homeland Security buys another 200,000 hollow point bullets on top of the $1.6 billion they've bought in the last 14 months. And that's now over 12 times any previous one-year purchase. And it just goes on and on. That's all up at DrudgeReport.com. We've got reports up at Infowars.com as well that I'll go over once Larry leaves us here at the end of the hour. But DHS buys 200,000 more rounds of ammunition, more people killed with hammers and clubs than rifles. This is all info weapons. It's all truth. Ram it down the enemy's throat. Put it out on Facebook, Twitter, email, local talk radio. Don't stop. We can use their attack to actually have a counteroffensive and may actually rout the gun grabbers to a great extent and shut the door on them. Won't be the first time in history a major offensive turns into a rout against an enemy. Democide, how many people will government kill this year? Has an incredible video we produced giving the history of government killing 290 plus million, I kept saying 260 million, in the 20th century. Crass Obama photo op exploits Sandy Hook massacre, proven that it's staged photos dealing with the dead kids. Just incredibly evil, along with this fake crime. Government democide and disarmament, the greatest threats to... Just a bunch of key videos, articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Larry Pratt joins us here today to talk about a host of issues. First off, I want to get into Dianne Feinstein and her bill, where she actually says forced buyback and or forced registration. What's happening there? How much trouble we're in? But then Chicago and Illinois being their model, going for almost a total ban there. How big a deal is it that we've shot that down for now? Larry Pratt, Executive Director, Gun Owners of America.
It's good to be with you.
Good to be with you, sir.
Well, they're going to try. And what I have to say is I wish there were guys on our side that would be as tenacious in the face of tough fights and willing to just keep the battle going, even if they're isn't that much chance of success at the moment. And that's why I see Feinstein. She probably can't get something out of the Senate, let alone the House. But that doesn't keep her from stopping because she wants to, she understands that if you don't keep the debate going, you're not going to be able to eventually change the terms of the debate. And that's one reason why our answer to the massacre in Newtown was not just an armed guard, which, frankly, we think would be, well, I guess it's better than nothing, but it's very expensive, and it means that there would be an identifiable person that would presumably be the one person with a gun at a school, and if somebody wants to commit mass murder, begin with the armed guard that's identified as the armed guard carrying the gun as a presumably, right out there on the hip, like armed guards almost always do. And once he's down or she's down, then it's Katie bar the door on the rest of them. And once again, you're forced to wait for some 20 minutes until the police are able to get there. Now, the better solution would be to encourage everybody on staff at these schools, no matter whether they're teachers or administrators or support like janitors, whatever it might be, and any parent that might be visiting, if you're qualified for concealed carry, you all come, and you're welcome to come with your gun. Right now, that's illegal. That is so stuck on stupid.
Because a mass shooter is going to break the law. They're ready to kill kids. All
exactly.
You do is keep the law-abiding citizens out. Well, what about Harold ISD that in 2007 used the state law to arm more than 10 teachers? That way somebody's always there, multiple people, and on the one in a billion chance a teacher went crazy, there'd be other teachers. A crazy teacher could already sneak a gun in. It's kind of like not arming the pilots. You trust them with a 100-ton weapon that's thousands of times more deadly than a gun, but you don't trust them with a gun when these are about the most proficient people with machinery and equipment and tools
exactly.
out there.
And in a situation where you've got a mass murder underway, to complain that the teacher may not be professionally trained, excuse me, even when the shooter was all these mass shootings are done at very close range. And so self-defense is not something that requires Annie Oakley. It simply requires that a good guy has a gun.
Well, I mean, the so-called left always implies that women can't shoot, which is incredibly sexist. You know, in shooting competition, women are as good, or now statistically in the Olympics, better than men.
Hey, listen, I hate to admit it, but they pay attention better than most of us men, and they learn better. It's not something that we can disregard. And the fact is, look at what that one brave woman did. I guess she was a teacher, Victoria Soto. She had the presence of mind to hide away the kids, and then she was out running where she became a target. Why not have her have a gun, for goodness sake?
Oh, imagine what she would have done.
She had the presence of mind to use it.
Well, here's the issue. They know that the gun culture was the bedrock of the Republic, along with the First Amendment, free speech, and that it was growing and becoming very popular, so they're striking back now. But expanding on that, they know when there's another mass shooting, and the way they're advertising it, you know, there will undoubtedly, unfortunately, be some copycats. So we're in a race to get the teachers armed now. But they know when there's the next shooting that if they can just get them registered now like she wants, then she'll be able to physically get them like her and Cuomo are trying and like they've tried in Illinois. What's your breakdown on that, Larry?
Well, that's why I think it's really important that our side not be simply playing defense. I mean, there are times when you can't do anything. But even now, we can be talking about the 20 years of insanity that have led to the same result, and we keep expecting a different result every time. We create a gun-free zone, and, oh, how could that person go in and shoot all those people? Well, hello, we put up a sign that said free firing zone here, come on over. I mean, they're like magnets for the scum. These people are evil. They're not stupid. And yet, by contrast, look what happened, and maybe some of the, although your listeners are better informed than almost anybody, but still, there wasn't very much attention given to what happened at the Clackamas Mall outside of Portland 3 days before Newtown. There, a guy had brought a gun into the mall, which was posted no guns, which they can do under state law, even if you had a concealed carry. And he killed two people, wounded another. Hearing that, a good guy with a gun, I'll presume that he didn't see the posting of no guns, ran to the sound of the shots, which in itself is quite remarkable. It was seen by the shooter as the shooter was unjamming his gun. So instead of getting to kill any more people, nobody having rushed him during the time he was fiddling with his gun, he then committed suicide because he saw the good guy with the gun. And my guess is that we're not going to have any prosecutions of the good guy because that wouldn't look too good on the prosecutor's resume.
Larry, we have the UN treaty coming up in March that they want to ram through the Senate. And in it, and in the original State Department Memorandum 7277, it states that once they've disarmed the people, then they're going to disarm our military and only allow there to be brigades and units assigned to the UN and NATO. We already now have the spectacle last year in 2012 of three different congressional hearings where the committees were told that NATO and the UN was commanding Obama to launch these wars and that Congress was not involved in war making or military operations now. I mean, just over the top unconstitutional, treason. And this is about guns. You know, Feinstein in a speech last week said, well, in a letter she put out, she said, well, this is embarrassing worldwide that we own guns. And even the New York Times, you know, has said, oh, foreign governments don't like us owning guns. We need to get rid of them. It's embarrassing. But here's USA Today, their columnist, in the article, reports for all the complaints about the leftward tilt in American journalism, it's nothing compared to news operations around the globe. Piers Morgan points to a bigger issue, and it says, why is Russian TV broadcast here in the U.S. transmitted? Arab news, Al Jazeera, you name it, BBC, Piers Morgan, why are the Chinese government, why are they calling for our guns, and why does our media give this attention and act like it's legitimate? I mean, I'm now being criticized by Russian TV because I'm pro-gun. I mean, no one would ever put up with this, but this really is this globalization, and I think that if we get the word out to gun owners through GOA and others, and I'm putting an article out with Watson today pointing out that foreign governments and media are telling Americans what to do, I think this could really backfire on them if we push this information because it's just outrageous. Your take on that?
It's very outrageous. Almost immediately after Newtown, the Chinese perhaps were the first ones in the chorus to start singing this anti-American, anti-Second Amendment song, calling for, you know, there's too many guns in the United States, blah, blah. Well, of course there would be too many guns from their point of view, because we would use our guns to shoot the very people like them who would ever attempt any kind of government like the communist dictatorship in China being imposed here in the United States.
Yes.
It makes them nervous to think that there's any place in the world where the people are trusted with guns.
Yeah, they're tyrants. They're tyrants. I mean, the communist Chinese official People's Daily and their TV came out and said, Obama, we support you, quote, wage a war on the Second Amendment. Foreign governments saying wage war on us, and Obama's doing it.
Yeah, not that he really needed any encouragement, but I guess they can't resist it. They are so offended. I mean, there are lots of things that I'm offended about: communist China, thugocracy Russia, on down the list.
Suicide nets, forced abortions, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't expect my government to be making a big deal about it unless, well, maybe if we stopped trading with them and started treating them the way they should be, we could be the kind of thing to talk about so we'd have in mind what kind of people they are. But, you know, I don't tell the Chinese what kind of food to eat, and I don't expect them to tell me anything about freedom, because they obviously don't understand or care to know anything about freedom. It's certainly not their government that was issuing this offensive.
Well, that's a good point. Just 20 years ago, our government would criticize China for its criminal activity. Now they won't do it because our government is adopting their policies.
Exactly.
Well, Larry, I mean, even USA Today, Piers Morgan points to a bigger issue. They point out that it is our own media piling up with foreign governments and foreigners who are flooding the social media, lobbying to take our guns. This is really, it'd be sedition if they were citizens. This is subversion, but we're so accustomed to it, we don't even call it that. I call it subversion to have Russian and Chinese media published in this country saying, take my rights. That is outrageous.
And I guess the silence that is kind of deafening is the silence of our government not telling the Chinese that we really don't need their comments about a free society, since they obviously don't understand freedom. That's about as polite.
No, our media says we've got to do it because they say so. It's incredible. Dianne Feinstein says that. What do you expect them to try to do, not just with her bill, but others? What's the time frame? Obama said yesterday his priority is open borders and gutting the Second Amendment. What's your battle plan?
Well, there's a bunch of anti-Second Amendment bills in. I don't expect them to be successfully pursued either in the Senate or the House. What we have seen is that yesterday and now today, two bills pretty much the same have been filed to do away with gun-free school zones. And I think that's terrific. Congressman Stockman was the first one in, and he has taken the offensive. He's not talking about, oh, you shouldn't be taking our semi-automatics. Well, yeah, of course they shouldn't. We know that. But what we should be doing is working to get rid of the invitation that's posted around every school for mass murder. No guns beyond this point. This is a gun-free zone. Hey, sure it is. That's just insanity, and that's defined as repeating the same thing and expecting a different result each time. And if they want to believe something like like that, that's fine. But as for the rest of us, we've got to say, no, we're not playing by those rules.
I agree. We've got to get on the offense and point out that it's the government and the liberals, the tyrants, because they're not really liberals, creating the gun-free zones and advertising it, that is absolutely responsible for this.
And then they want to blame us gun owners after they created the zone that was the shooting fish in the barrel zone.
For those that don't know, more than 10 bills have now been introduced in Congress. How many do you expect to be introduced before this session is up?
Oh, it'll be a lot. But I think there's going to be some even more coming from the good guys. And those have a chance because even as Senator Coburn put a measure on a spending bill, it was a credit card bill, actually, horrible bill, but he knew it was going to pass because the president really wanted it. And he was able to get the long-time ban on guns in national parks done away with. He took a House measure, put it on an amendment to a spending measure, finance measure, and off it went. The president signed it.
No, you're right. Instead of defending against him, we do that 50%. The other 50, offense, to get them off balance. I want to talk about more ways to get on the offense in our final segment with Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Get over there and join it today and get their free alerts.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Don't forget, we are not funded by the Russian government like RT is calling for the end of the Second Amendment. We're not funded by the blood of the Chinese people like their Politburo has with their media outlets calling for the end of our Second Amendment. We're funded by you. So support our sponsors at InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, get PrisonPlanet.tv, nightly news memberships, 10 memberships for $5.95 a month. Buy the books, the videos, buy the InfoWars magazine in bulk and get it out to people, all of it at InfoWars.com, and spread the word. We're growing, but we're getting more and more opposition because we're having an effect. Now, Gun Owners of America Chairman Larry Pratt is with us. It's also important to join gun owners or at least sign up for the free email alerts. Up to the minute on the gun grabs, you can defend the Republic. We're having victories like in Illinois yesterday. Moving fast. Why not get on the offense too, sir, with bringing up Fast and Furious? Hey, Obama, why don't you cry for all the dead Mexican kids you killed shipping guns into Mexico?
Yeah, the idea that guns need to be banned in the United States, such as Dianne Feinstein and other members of Congress are proposing, and not a word about having armed the Mexican cartel thanks to a United States government program, Fast and Furious. These people are, they understand staying on offense. You catch them red-handed, and all they tell you is, so who do you believe, me or your lying eyes?
Oh, I mean, the incredible amount of lying. What has it done, though, where they denied they wanted our guns all these years when we had their own publication saying they want total abolition, that now they're out in the open? I see this, if we seize the moment, totally blowing up in their face and reversing everything they've done.
I think so, too. I've had that sense that maybe my good friend Piers Morgan, I maybe haven't told you, but I'm thinking of setting up a fan club, and I'll be the head of it. He brought us more new members than we've had in a long time at one time. And I think that so has outraged people. And frankly, I think it showed some, when I've talked to other conservative groups in Washington, it really encouraged them to realize that, you know, we don't have to just sit there and be sort of a captive tied to a chair and take our beating.
Exactly. These fake liberals aren't liberals. They're authoritarians. Call them authoritarians. And don't let them sit in the position of authority, in fake moral authority, and always put us on the defense and tell us we're child killers when they're the child killers. I mean, if we're child killers, they're 10 times the child killer.
Yeah, well, first of all, we don't support abortion, most of us.
Exactly.
There's a big exemption right there. And a lot of children get killed in the genocides of dictatorial governments all around the world. And the pattern was very clear. The guns and other weapons were collected first before the real killing got started.
We got an article up at InfoWars.com that is a special video we did, Larry, exposing democide, governments killing 290-plus million people in the last century after gun control, and it's got all the proof and all the facts. Very important to get that out to people. In closing, in the 1 minute we have left, anything else you want to warn people about? During the break you said executive orders. He may still do that, though.
That is a real problem. He could simply say you can't buy a handgun over a certain caliber and on up, and you can't buy a long gun if it takes a detachable magazine. That would be illegal. It would be unconstitutional. But that doesn't seem to be a problem for this president. And we'd eventually beat him in court, but the dealers would have no choice but to comply, because if he pulls their license, they're out of business that second. And
that's
so,
right.
That's quite a barrel to have us over.
You know, I just thought of something. We need a gun owners, not a gun shop union, so that they can stand up to the ATF, because you know how brutal they are. They're nice mom and pops, you name it. I mean, they really are gangsters, because I've experienced them repeatedly. And people, I've never been around feds that act like people out of Goodfellas. I mean, tell you, the ATF's a joke. Larry Pratt, thank you so much. Gun Owners
Alex,
of America.
Thank you,
sir. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend.
Next hour coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.